+260-211-365-382 or +260-972-451-451. Fibercom, your absolute connection.
1745 hours as we keep you informed and updated. Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
Modolo attributes death of Hunza student to leadership failure, pledging to build new universities in 30 months. Government urged to fast track public gatherings bill ahead of 2026 polls. In international news, Burkina Faso military allies committing horrific civilian abuses, says Human Rights Watch. And in sports, CAF African Schools under 15 champion, Billy Pro Sport donates 20 pairs of boots.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Chassis. 2026 presidential hopeful Willa Modolo has condemned the tragic death of the 18-year-old Yunza student Emmanuel Wadia, describing it as more than an accident. Mr. Modolo has therefore attributed the demise of Emmanuel to leadership failures. In a statement, Mr. Modolo criticized the past governments, including the PF, over what he termed as years of neglect, empty promises and lack of serious plans for Zambia's education sector. He emphasized the urgent need for courageous, prepared and decisive leadership to address these issues. Mr. Modolo accused the UPND and previous administrations of leaving students in broken, unsafe and humiliating conditions, arguing that any government unable to protect students has no right to claim it is a rather that it is building and their nation's future, or speak of development. Highlighting education as the backbone of a serious nation, Mr. Modolo pledged a new leadership anchored on a fresh mindset and clear, long-developed plan. Mr. Modolo vowed to end the ongoing troubles at some public universities and colleges by demolishing unsafe and outdated university infrastructure and rebuilding modern institutions that meet international standards within 2.5 years. Specifically, he mentioned plans to revamp the University of Zambia, Copperbelt University, Mulungushi University, Northern Technical College, and vocational training institutions nationwide, ensuring safe learning spaces, quality student accommodation, and in-suite facilities. Zambian musician Mukuvesa Mundia, popularly known as Peter Zenzakaze, says he is not ready to contest the August general election, citing the need for better preparation and stronger political structures. Speaking on the Kenny T 101 podcast, Mr. Mundia explained that his past experience in elections has helped him understand what it takes to successfully contest. He said entering politics requires long-term planning, not just ambition. Mr. Mundia noted that building support, organizing structures, and connecting with voters must be done years before declaring interest in a seat. Mr. Mundia added that without groundwork, it is difficult to win an election. He gave an example of other candidates who have spent years preparing and building their campaigns. He said while he has the desire to contest in future, he is currently focused on putting the right systems in place before making such a decision. Mr. Mundia, who contested on the Socialist Party as Member of Parliament for Kawata Constituency in 2021, emphasized that leadership requires both readiness and strategy. Businessman Shakwe Fawaz has been remanded in custody following his court appearance in connection with alleged tax-related offences involving over 100 million kwacha. Fawaz, who was apprehended on the 27th of March 2026, appeared before the Economic and Financial Crimes Court on March 31st. However, the matter could not proceed and has since been adjourned to April 13th, 2026 for further hearing. Authorities have confirmed that Fawaz will remain in custody at Kamfinsa Prison until the next court date. Meanwhile, the Zambia Revenue Authority has reiterated its commitment to enforcing tax compliance and combating financial crimes. The authority has also urged members of the public to report any suspected tax-related offences. This is according to a statement issued by ZRA Corporate Communications Manager Oliver Nzala. In more news, Advocates for Democratic Governance Foundation Executive Director Gideon Musonda is challenging the government to urgently pass the Public Gatherings Bill before the dissolution of Parliament ahead of the 2026 general elections. Mr. Musonda says his organization is concerned by indications from the Ministry of Home Affairs that the bill may not be enacted in time due to parliamentary procedures. He notes that while due process is important, delays in passing the bill raises concerns about government's commitment to reforming the Public Order Act and enhancing citizens' freedoms. Mr. Mzonda has since urged government to provide a clear roadmap for the bill and fulfill its earlier promises to strengthen democratic governance. He adds that failure to enact the reforms could undermine the credibility of the upcoming elections, stressing that freedom of assembly and association must be guaranteed. In international news, former Malawian leader Lazarus Chakwera has delivered a blunt warning about the cost of reform in office, saying efforts to tackle corruption can quickly turn leaders into targets. Elected in 2020 on a reformist anti-corruption platform, Chakwera said his time in office was quickly overtaken by overlapping crises from the global shock of the COVID-19 pandemic to a succession of natural disasters, including cyclones and drought, that placed sustained pressure on the economy and livelihoods. Malawi Congress Party MCP leader and Malawian President Lazarus Chakwera waved at supporters at a campaign in Blantyre, Malawi, on the 7th of September 2025. Malawi Congress Party leader and Malawian President Lazarus Chakwera I beg your pardon, the former president pushed back against criticism that his reform agenda fell short, arguing that structural change takes time.